Connecticut. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth. KTDK Sanger. KKLF Richardson. KPLX HD2 Fort Worth. A Cumulus station. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's my birthday! Well, it's my birthday too!
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
.256.
I missed that. What did you say?
I said we've kind of
made it to Easter.
We've kind of made it to Easter without mathematically being eliminated from the race.
Who? Rangers?
Generals.
Oh.
Worse than the Rangers.
Hang in there, everybody. We're going to be okay. All right. Paul in... what?
What?
Here's Grooves.
Thank you, Bug. Just Brakes and Don Davis Auto Group bring you D-Man. Or Dan.
Hardline is here. Oh, there's Snake rolling in a little late. Got his newspaper bag. Mike Reiner. All... Peppy, ready to go, though?
Well, then, TJ, you're gay.
Look like you're all fired up, ready for some sports
TJ,
this week.
TJ, you're gay.
Hello, Mike.
You look shiny.
Hey,
look
Donovan.
Snake.
What's happening?
You look almost radiant.
How's the ankle?
You're glowing.
I look shiny.
Yeah. Happy?
I guess I need makeup on, huh?
The
you look kind of awesome. A little hot, kind of.
CBS didn't show you much
really?
Yesterday at the Masters. Or did you have an earlier
something for you?
Earlier
maybe.
Tea time.
All right.
I'm going through that phase right now.
Sorry. What?
I said they didn't show you much at the Masters cool. yesterday. Did you tee off earlier?
What are you talking about?
Just on your...
Did I go and get on the computer?
Your athletic conquests. I thought perhaps you played in the Masters yesterday.
That's...
No?
Funny.
You didn't win,
or
did
not.
You?
No?
No?
You probably would have known if I was playing in the Masters, Bob.
God, love you.
And he'd have drugged the rest of us along into it, too.
Yep.
He's carrying his own bag because he does it all.
So I just got an email. We have a great game workout.
I don't know who's caddying. I guess I have to caddy all 18.
Are we doing our show from there that day?
From Augusta?
We have a great game workout.
Yeah.
You want to campaign for that?
Well, yeah, or else we can't go.
We can get a good 40 minutes in.
When is it?
I'd like to
Monday.
Do our show there. I'd like to.
When? Monday.
This Monday?
Yes.
Next Monday? All right. Well, today is not next Monday. Today
what park?
Is
that
this
same
Monday.
Park?
Mm,
Greg Fields.
Greg Fields.
Greg Fields needs some work.
Greg Fields.
Both of them.
Migs.
Today is Monday, April 13th, 103rd day of the year. 262 days left in 2009.
Well, happy birthday.
On this day 10 years ago, Dr. Jack Kevorkian, the right to die advocate, was sentenced in Michigan to 10 to 25 years in prison.
The auto industry has never been the same.
For second degree murder and the lethal injection of a Lou Gehrig's disease patient.
That's John DeLorean.
He served 8 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Of his 10 to 25 year prison sentence.
Mike, why are the Astros so bad?
Stop talking about the Astros.
They're being three hit for the second consecutive day.
It's the Buccos. How are you going to play them?
Zach Duke.
1963, on this day, Pete Rose of the Cincinnati Reds recorded his first...
He may be finally coming around. The Generals should get him.
His first Major League hit.
I don't know.
A triple off Pittsburgh's Bob Friend.
Over the weekend.
Also on this very day in 1984...
Zach Duke.
Niger.
Duke.
Poop.
What?
I don't like that.
On this very day in 1984, Pete Rose got his 4,000th career hit. The same day he got his first.
By the way,
that's a big game.
So
Indians.
Wow, that was a heck of a ball game.
Indians got a win yesterday. What's up?
You have a couple of cycles.
Finally, it ends.
It's all good.
Here we come.
Nah, they're in big trouble. They're building for next year, as the Generals are.
You know what I hear? I hear they have no heart.
I hear.
And this is the day in 1986.
They're yellow.
That Jack came back.
His name's John Hart. He's the Rangers GM. But when the Rangers started losing, you couldn't find him. He signed all these rich guys, said just win men. But when they took the field, they reminded us of Tin Men.
God.
No Hart.
And that's got a rhythm there.
No Hart.
So, Corby.
No Hart.
But
it's the Dr. Dre of a new generation.
Or Bob, even. Or Mike. The guy that gives us or hooks us up with some videos sometimes, the guy that's in South Lake?
Dan the Video Man?
We got a couple of them types.
What do you need? I'll get it for you.
I've been thinking this week about the 1986 Masters.
Uh-huh. As you should be.
And how much awesomeness it was. And I've been hearing stories about it.
I was 15.
Weren't you in the final group?
So I want a copy of that final day. And I want it now.
Who won it that year?
Nicholas.
Okay, I want it in the next week.
That's one of the
few... Let's start with the one-hour summary show and then work backwards. Like, if someone has
the whole
day...
If I could get the back nine somehow, I'd love that. But I'd like to see Norman's enormous choke and...
Maybe you could also... yesterday they ran Seve at the Masters.
Brent Severin?
Not that Seve. The Seve that matters.
I'm here at the Masters.
That is an unfortunate reduction. Because I don't think he sounds like that.
Is that like Fozzie Bear or something?
I think his I think his mother-in-law is one of our...
Like Dikembe.
One of our great 60-year-old P1s.
Well, she knows he sounds like that.
Yeah, hey, Dikembe?
Yeah, she probably can't keep a straight face either.
16K, call me.
But you know, Seve had that tournament in the palm of his hand before he hit it in the water on 15.
And he get scratched that night?
Not that
Seve. That's Brent Severin. You're thinking of.
And here came Jack.
You.
Yep.
Dan, greetings. We share the last name. Maybe that will get me a birthday announced.
I doubt it.
What?
Let's see. Who does he want? My buddy's wife wants me to blah, blah. Steve Harper is a P1 day one. He's 40 years old. Steve Harper.
Okay, well, Derek is here.
That's, and this is from John McDowell.
That's the trade that ruined the Cavs.
Mr. McDowell.
Is there a picture of the buddy's wife?
No. Come on, dude. Send us a picture of your buddy's wife.
And those things.
Taylor emails, please wish my husband, Brian, a happy anniversary from his wife, Taylor.
And yes, I'm fucking him up in a special way.
She never lied about that.
Yeah.
He's a big P1, she says. It's their 6-year anniversary. Well,
they're still in love after 6 years.
Woke him up in that.
Are they?
No.
Six.
Tries 13.
Six.
Stuck her foot up his.
What?
And I just got this in from Jackie Cox.
Hey now.
Big Jackie Cox.
Please, pretty please, wish Brian McInerney.
McInerney.
Merkin?
McInerney.
McInerney. In the mornings.
Hey, happy birthday.
It's Mick.
Hey, Ernie.
We're in the mornings.
Get up a dodge.
Think anyone's ever done the Ernie and Bert morning show?
By the way, you know, we met Ron and Don.
Happy birthday, Brian.
We question whether they're still around.
So we're getting no pictures with any of this?
No, I'm sorry. Gerbs took the one picture.
Not only are Ron and Don alive and well in Seattle, they freaking had Pearl Jam on last week.
That is awesome.
Ron and Don.
Hey, I bet you guys got a lot
Eddie.
Seen a lot of beef over here.
Hey, screw the music. Let's talk about the beef.
That's right.
Eddie.
So how come they can do that and you can't?
How about a menage? You ever have a menage?
What Pearl Jam?
Because they live in their hometown, okay?
Yeah.
In Seattle.
That's probably
by the way.
That's probably why they own you.
Did you read the review of Monique's show this weekend?
I saw it. I didn't read it.
Saw the show?
I saw the review.
Why
you
were
didn't have front row seats, Mike? You could buy me a drink.
Was Calvin there?
Weren't you trying to stand out back and get your Monique jersey signed on her way out to the bus?
Let me just read you an excerpt. Having recently,
jersey.
They had lunch.
Having recently slimmed down to 226 pounds, she offered a hilarious examination of the politics of size in our culture, replete with references to the skinny ladies.
I'm sure she didn't say ladies.
Who make life so difficult for everyone else.
You think B was in her
lexicon? Oh, my gosh. She probably said that more than any other curse word
that
night.
She ever
say, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Do you understand the words that are Chris coming out of my mouth?
They might be the same weight, but they're not the same person.
I just want to make sure that Uncle Barky, they don't want him reviewing TV shows in here anymore. They want to kick him to the curb. Yeah, we're going to leave this. We're going to read this review on Monique about how hilarious she was.
Was she? A plus?
That's what it says. Says she was hilarious.
Who is the reviewer?
Thor.
Matt Weitz. special contributor.
I bet he's not.
Is Thor still on the case?
More like Thor?
I don't think so.
So,
I haven't seen anything by him in a long time in there.
Back to Ron and Don. They say the same thing that you guys said about us because we get on the old 97s and polyphonic spree.
God, I wish you could get those guys on.
But we're in Dallas.
How do you know? How do you know this?
Thanks for that callback. That was an important thing to get out there.
It just hit me.
Boy, we'd be thrilled to get polyphonic on.
Just hit me.
Ask them to pick games with us.
Dude, we got free reign on.
Those guys are great.
Maybe get them to do the
Don't bag
United
on polyphonic
States of Terror
pretty.
Theme.
So.
They're awesome.
Denver visits Cleveland. Polly.
His name isn't Polly.
Now, do they have like 20 people around the mic?
Right. They put the whole band.
With the robes on? All right.
The girls are brushing each other's hair.
I'd like to go hang out at their house, see how they raise their kids.
They got a bunch of them.
I know.
Buffalo at Detroit.
They must be doing it all the time.
I think they are.
Spree, you take this one.
Think they're all naked all the time?
Sergey Gonchar. Oh, in other birthday news, Sergey Gonchar, 37.
I have a birthday, Dan.
Explain it.
Pittsburgh Penguin.
I think I heard the snake call for the ball.
Los Penguinos.
So I shall pass it.
Verdad?
Today is the birthday of my mom.
Well, Mrs. Snake, huh?
Well,
does she go to college?
Mrs. Davidson.
How old is she?
Marilyn is...
Call her.
70?
Happy birthday, Mrs. Snake.
72? Yeah.
Happy birthday, Marilyn. What a fine young man you've raised.
Yeah.
I was with your mother last night.
Oh, wow.
Mike.
Oh, Michael.
Well, happy birthday to you, Mike.
Did you wake her up that special way?
Dude.
Or did you want to be there right at midnight?
What? With a birthday cake. Maybe breakfast in bed. That's what I'm talking about. You sicko.
I was over there all day yesterday.
Your mom. You're
so you didn't
That's
call
not
her
today
morning?
Is her
no,
birthday.
Might as well call her now.
You're over there all day.
Word all day.
Watching golf.
Barbie's mother just brought up.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Now, what do you think my mom?
Now get me a sandwich.
you know the rules. Do you think my mom was real interested in me? Like she had any interest in me coming over? No.
What did you get her for her birthday?
Was she locked into Kenny Perry?
Weird, but no. She was with my grandson.
Why is he hitting driver on 18, Snake? A 9-iron?
She doesn't call me Snake.
She was interested in one thing and one thing only. You were unnecessary and unwanted baggage.
Where's that little Snake Jr.?
God. And what did you get her for her birthday?
Oh, was Snake a little accident?
I got her a cake, and I promised her a shout-out on the radio.
Bring Tiny Snake in here.
A cake.
A shout out on the radio.
And a cake.
I can get you mentioned.
Wow.
I mean, if
what
that's
a dream
like,
come true.
Another piece of pie.
If that's up your alley, I mean, I'll totally mention your name on the radio.
Does she know how special those shout outs on the radio are during this segment?
Here, Mom. Rusty Greer signed your birthday card.
Here's a tape of.
Pre-operation, Rusty.
Of Quarterback Bowl 2.
All right. You called Big Smooth on the phone. Hold on. Here's Mom.
Yeah. Darren Woodson, Big Smooth, and Rusty Greer.
Shaq on the phone.
He can Twitter
Shaq,
a happy Shaq on the
Shaq
phone.
To give her a
I can't
Twitter.
Understand what he's saying.
He can tweet happy birthday to your mom.
Yeah, he tweets happy birthday, Marilyn.
Tweet. Happy birthday.
Tweet.
I said tweet.
So Marilyn Snake.
Right.
Is 72.
Yes.
Says Corby. So she had you when she was older, certainly than my mom.
30-something.
My mom's like 40-something.
Yeah,
right
my
now.
Mom was responsible.
Ooh.
Your mom's 40.
Your mom actually knew and
right.
still knows your dad.
And your mom had you at the age of
yeah,
what?
How many dads?
Like 11.
Whoa, dude.
I think she was 19 when 11? She ended up having me. Barely 19.
It was a different time, Donovan.
Yeah. 11.
It was the summer of love, though.
Yeah.
What are you going to do in the summer of love? You have to.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean.
That's right.
You can't turn anyone down in the summer of love.
You know, we found out that Danny, our own little Danny, was kind of born the same way and given away subsequently.
Didn't know his parents and stuff?
Well,
does he long for that now?
He's going to go visit his real mom
when
this
is that?
Summer. Oh. In July.
I think that's gay.
We'll have a video camera crew accompanying him.
Then
Excuse
I think
me.
It's awesome. If we're going to video it and put it on theticket.com,
like right. Adrian
what could be more special than that? You know, I didn't really want to meet my mom all these years, but...
Sorry.
Now that Kat bought a video camera and we're kind of looking for a ratings boost...
Surprise!
Hey, here's me in a video crew.
This is Steve, my videographer.
Hey, Mom.
What you been up to?
Why Mom, I'm Danny. This is Killer. Eric.
This is Killer.
Come on, jump in the van.
Devin Pike and Matt, the P1 virgin.
Jump in the van.
We're going to Kitsango's house.
Yes. In the van, we're going to hunt down all the dads.
Gary Kasparov is 46? Seems pretty young. Okay.
Oh, politician now.
I love random trips to Canseco's house.
Davis Love the Third is 45.
Oh. Augusta wasn't quite the same without Davis. Tarble.
DL3.
Didn't qualify, Holmes.
He sucks. Boy, he didn't qualify.
Didn't he have
he's DL3, isn't he?
Yes, he's DL3.
Boy, we really missed his bitter beer face.
He needs to get himself an exemption, Holmes.
Think he's grumpy?
Patrick Elias is 33.
I mean, sure. Can he get the Payne Satan. Stewart annual exemption or Boo. Something?
Brett Saberhagen is 45.
Sabes.
Pretty good. Pretty usable part. Wow.
Jack Cassidy is 65.
Lurch?
Oh, from the Jefferson Airplane.
That's right. Lurch was Ted Cassidy, right?
Right.
Oh.
Spelled differently. Ted is obviously spelled differently than Jack. Bill Conti is 67.
Hey!
Great Bill Conti.
Isn't he in the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest?
Bill Conti? That's for you, Harry.
More cowbell.
What about his brother, Mike?
I wonder if anybody jogs listening to this segment, and then they were inspired there a little bit.
Right.
They picked up the pace. They started sprinting.
Four stairs to go up.
That
they chased down a chicken.
That tenth of a mile was...
I'll get you, chicken!
Significant. A bit faster.
What?
That tenth of a mile.
Tony Dow is 64.
The great Tony Dow.
That's right. Wally Cleveland.
Dude, I got to tell you something, too. Tony Dow.
Look at that look on his face.
He
dude.
Still looks handsome.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Ricky Schroeder is 39.
Silver Spoons.
The champ.
Scrotum's cutting down the net.
Paul Sorvino. Paul Sorvino is 70.
Paul Sorvino.
You may think of him only as Paulie from Goodfellas, who didn't move fast because he didn't need to.
I'm dead.
But you may also know him from Law and Order, the original, right? The very, very
that's right.
first Law and Order.
That's riggedy right.
Yep.
What about Tootie?
Tootie. Lisa Umbarger, 44.
Wow.
Darn it. Da-da-na, da-da-na,
former
da-da-na,
Ewok.
Da-da-na.
That's mythical. But she is the great Lisa.
Friend of Bad Radio.
We talk all the time.
Man, I saw her at Barktoberfest of all things. Remember that?
Yeah, that's quite a story.
She brought Tell her dog again. Out to Barktoberfest. See, and you saw her too, and yet just totally abandoned it. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Hey, I'm really into her. I'm the one that read her birthday. I'm not making fun of her like you are.
Then why'd you blow her off at Barktoberfest?
It's busy.
Why'd you say, what's that over there? And ran in her direction.
No, she walked up to me, and I grabbed what she was holding and signed it and ran it back to her.
Please stay behind the tape over there.
Why did you just sign my dog?
Just one.
Lyle Waggoner 74.
Carol Burnett Show, right?
Wonder Woman.
Yes, on both. Max Weinberg, 58.
Genius.
Conan.
Conan.
That's right. The greatness of the E Street Band.
Now?
Yes.
Yeah, now. Four now. Yes.
No, I was leading. Now is the
actually,
first word in my next sentence.
Drummer.
Oh. When's now, your spare birthdays.
When's Jimmy Rollins going to do something?
Good question.
Wow. I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's an emotional day.
You know what I've never worn?
What?
A rubber.
A James Taylor t-shirt?
The fleece.
The James Taylor jacket that cost, what, $70 or some craziness? That
tomorrow.
All right. I'll wear it over my Bassett jersey.
Dana Barros, 42. What are you saying? It's too small?
Different strokes.
No, I'm just saying.
That's Play-Doh.
My false promises on what I'll wear.
Is that a whale?
Play-Doh.
I believe it's former Mavericks great, too, isn't it?
I think Jimmy Rollins actually just did something, Dan. Now we're talking.
That's good. Everything's coming together.
And here come the generals.
Dana Barros, not a whale.
Marius Tchaikovsky, 37.
By the way, we're rooting for the Rangers to get shut down tonight.
Boo.
That's our pitcher.
Oh, yeah?
That's a General's pitcher.
Bad fan.
Quinn Early, 44.
Uhara.
Former Mavericks coach.
For Uhara.
You think he'll be one of the few to tame the ballpark?
I love the Rangers.
How about root for a no-hitter for either team, for both teams?
I love the Rangers.
All right.
All right. My root for a no-hitter for
both
teams.
Can you root for the Rangers to lose if it would... like ensure a better draft position or something like that if they were in line to get that guy from San Diego State?
Like if Olajuwon was coming out?
Right, early.
Nope.
If they could get Blake Griffin?
Nope.
What if each game under 500 was an extra month on your life?
Nope. I always root for the Rangers to win.
God, I would...
It's a good
I'd
fan.
Be out there every day just wearing whatever the other team's
well,
uniform was.
Also.
I'm going to live forever!
Doug Strange is 45.
Former Ranger great.
I love Strange.
And... Big Ted Washington, 41.
Didn't he hit the first Ranger home run at the Temple?
Ted Washington?
No, he didn't.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think Ted Washington had any home runs.
I'll push on as a guy.
Wasn't he on the Love Boat?
That's Ted Lang.
Back to Dan.
All right, born on this day now dead, Don Adams.
Make up your mind.
That's Inspector Gadget, or wait a minute, Agent 99, or...
Get smart.
You're right.
What's your deal,
you punk-ass kid?
Whoa.
Jeez.
Hey, whoa.
God.
The hell?
It's because he didn't win the Masters yesterday. It doesn't mean you have to be so mad.
I'm a little gruff, okay?
And Thomas Jefferson.
Mike.
TJ.
He's moving on up.
From Louisville.
Tyler.
Enough for today doesn't suck.
Hooten Holler.
Great Brandon Moss. All right. The Hardline is coming up
maybe
next.
Tomorrow morning on the Dunham and Miller Show, there is a prominent former Cowboy who thinks they're going to be wheels off next year. We'll tell you about that at 7:50. And the biggest show coming to town.